Tennis star Serena Williams says she doesn't really remember her recent outburst at the U.S. Open quarterfinal, but a lot of people won't let her forget it. Among the top women in the world circuit, Williams is on a tour of a different kind this week to promote her memoir, which is titled On the Line. Interviewers are trying to pin her down on the words she volleyed at a line judge who called her for a foot fault at match point. For WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield, the question now is how Williams will try to rehabilitate her image following the episode.
Where does Serena Williams go from here? Well, first to the bank. She earned $350,000 for making it to the finals of the singles competition and half of another $420,000 for winning the doubles title with her sister. Williams has so far been fined $10,500 for what she said to a line judge while losing the singles final, so she'll have to ask for some cash back when she makes her deposit, or perhaps buy a cashier's check. In the real apology on Tuesday that followed her previous sort of apology, Williams said she would like to give the line judge, whom she apparently threatened, a big hug and put it behind us. So far, the line judge has not said whether she would like to be hugged. If she goes along with Serena's offer, it would provide the disgraced tennis player's rehabilitation with a wonderful photo op, at least until the line judge fell insensible and blue at Serena's feet. But seriously, what should Serena Williams do to put last weekend's shame behind her and regain her image as a gloriously accomplished, albeit curiously unassuming and hugely admirable role model? She could make a sizable contribution to SPISO, the Society for the Prevention of the Intimidation of Sports Officials, or perhaps in her next match she should call a foot fault on herself, then smile at the line judge as if to say, "I know your job is difficult and anxiety-provoking. Why not let me help?" Bill Babcock, the executive director of the International Tennis Federation, has said that the investigation of the Williams affair will take weeks, if not more. Why that should be so, since there is no longer any dispute about what happened, is a little mysterious, but the delay means that Serena Williams will have plenty of time to visit hospitals, speak out on behalf of healthy foods and in opposition to people who are mean, and bang in a nail or two at a house being built for a family that would otherwise be living in a van by the river. The result, when the ITF does announce whatever additional punishment will be assessed, most people will regard Serena Williams as a victim.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for Morning Edition and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 6 p.m.